The Bush administration has a lot of foreign policy issues on its plate. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the terrorist threat, nuclear weapons programs in Iran and North Korea. This past week, U.S. officials had another brewing crisis to deal with, instability in the former Soviet Union. Tensions flared between Russia and Georgia, a small, now independent nation in the Caucasus. Georgia wants to reclaim two breakaway regions where Russia has aided the separatists. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the Bush administration urged Georgia's president to stay cool and avoid confrontation with his huge neighbor to the north.
The 36-year-old president of Georgia is a poster boy for U.S. efforts to promote democracy in the former Soviet Union. Mikhail Saakashvili, who was educated in the U.S., has been pushing through reforms at home. He's also trying to win back the territories Abkhazia and South Ossetia, which broke away from Georgia after ethnic conflicts in the early 1990s. When he was in Washington this week, he said he intends to unify Georgia through peaceful means, but he did not step back from his threat to fire on Russian ships that illegally approached the Black Sea region of Abkhazia.
Abkhazia may have been the resort jewel of the former Soviet Union in the past, but as long as it's run by renegade separatists, it's not a holiday destination.
Russia's foreign ministry fired back, issuing a statement that said Russian citizens vacationing in Abkhazia should feel calm and confident because Russia will ensure their safety. A political officer at Russia's embassy in Washington, Alexander Lukashevich, said he was disturbed by what he called Saakashvili's dubious statements.
Nonsense to say that those people having rest in the Black Sea, as we usually did, thugs and smugglers.
He made clear that Russia resents the growing U.S. role in Georgia and Saakashvili's appeals for U.S. aid. It was against this backdrop that Secretary of State Colin Powell met with President Saakashvili here in Washington.
I had good conversations with the president. I'm staying in close touch with our Russian colleagues as well. What we're anxious to do is calm the situation down, remove tensions and the propensity for provocation, get back to dialogue, as the president said.
An analyst who follows Georgia closely, Zeno Baran of the Nixon Center here in Washington, says Saakashvili was given a clear message here. She says he was told not to provoke Russia into conflict or be provoked, especially at a time when Washington is focused much more on Iraq.
Even though Washington has been very supportive of Saakashvili's democratic reforms and his intention of unifying the country, the message was, take your time, be patient, don't rush anything, because if you rush anything, you're not going to be able to succeed.
It's an awkward position for the Bush administration, which on the one hand wants to be seen as supporting a budding democracy, but also needs to maintain close ties with Moscow. Baran says it's much easier for the U.S. to influence Saakashvili than the Kremlin leadership in Moscow, although she points out that the young Georgian leader can be impatient.
He's not the usual calm statesman who makes long-term calculated decisions. He tends to be emotional, but in international politics, especially in the Caucasus, in an area where Russia is extremely sensitive. Of course, some of the statements coming from Saakashvili, but also from other members of his cabinet, have concerned both Washington and Moscow in terms of how reliable the Georgian leadership is in moving forward in a calm, rational way.
There is another reason why the U.S. is interested in a stable Georgia. Washington has long promoted a pipeline project that would take Caspian Sea oil through Georgia to reach markets in Europe. Saakashvili told the Center for Strategic and International Studies this week that Georgia got a bad deal with the international oil giant BP, and he's had to work hard to get better security and environmental guarantees.
We are not going to be bullied like the way that BP wants to bully us. And this is a very important point. We still have issues to argue about, and we are not some kind of banana republic to be bullied around. We are a state that should be treated like a normal state.
U.S. officials reminded Saakashvili this week that the pipeline is of great strategic interest to the U.S. and economic benefit to Georgia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.